That's why I'm here. Thank you so much for having me back. It's beautiful to see all the learning that's going on. Just from the last time I came, it looks like we can't stop the chevra here from learning and coming to eat food. So that's a very good thing about what's going on here every week, every night. So yasher kach to everybody. Parshas Emor is a wonderful parsha. Great opportunity is Parshas Emor because you have all your yom tovim, any yom tov that from the Torah, all your favorite biblical holidays right here in this week's parsha. So first of all, you have ideas that you can take through the rest of Sfira, and you can bring for Shavuos. If you heard a really good vart for Pesach, but like the day after Pesach, and it was too late. Oh no, what am I going to do with it? I'm going to save it for a whole year. Nope. You have Parshas Emor. You can jump right back in. You're in the mood to tell everyone to do tshuva. You have Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's really a golden parsha with the Parshas Hamoadim, the Parshas Hamoados, all these holidays that you can speak about. But what often happens when we talk about Yom Tovim is that we talk about Pesach on Pesach, which is appropriate. We talk about Shavuos on Shavuos or Shana Rosh Hashanah, but we don't get to see the Yontif in the greater context, in the context of the entire year, looking at the totality of all the holidays, and we can actually miss an aspect of it because we're so hyper-focused, and again, rightfully so, talking about each Yom Tov in its proper time, that we can miss a little bit of the big picture. And that's what I want to take a look at tonight. So we're going to be looking at a passage. Just start with one question. And the beginning of this passage talking about all the Yom Tovim, it's in Perek Chaf Gimel. Vaydaber Shem Moshe Lemor. Good, safe start. Okay, familiar. Daber El Bnei Yisrael V'Martalehem. Speak to the Jewish people and tell them, Moadei Hashem Asher Chugru Osam Mikroi Kodesh, Eilehem Moadei. Say to them that the Moadei Hashem, they're to call them, declare them as holy convocations, holy meeting times, to meet with Hashem, these are the Moadim. These are Moadai. These are my holidays. Sheishes yamim te'aseh melacha. For 6 days you should do melacha. Uveyom ha-shvi Shabbos Shabbason. But on the seventh day it's Shabbos. Mikra Kodesh. Kol melacha lo sasu. You can't do any melacha. Shabbos hi la'Hashem. It's a Shabbos. Bechol mos v'seichem in all your dwelling places. Eilim Moadei Hashem Mikra Kodesh. These are the holidays. Asher tukro asam b'moadam. You know the line from Kiddush. And then it speaks about Bachodesh Harishon, talking about Pesach LaHashem, Bachamisha Saryom LaChodesh, and then goes into Pesach, talks about Sfira, talks about Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres. But there's something very awkward over there. Anyone pick up on that non sequitur? No, it was a lot of text. Right. Well, so one more time. I'm going to read the entire thing again, just slower this time. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm just going to go back to a few highlights. We said, tell them, Moadei Hashem, Eilehem Moadai. These are my Moadim. These are my holidays. Sheishes yomim te'aseh melacha. For 6 days you do work. Uvayom ha-shvi, Shabbos Shabbason. And the seventh day is Shabbos. Kol melacha lo sasu. You can't do any melacha. Eile Moadei Hashem mikrei kodesh. These are the holidays. And then it speaks about Pesach. Catch it that time? Right, the total non sequitur, Shabbos. Right, like if I would say, I love coming to Livingston because it has all my favorite foods. It really has all my favorite foods. We got everything. And I want to just tell you in detail which are my favorite foods that are here. I want to mention that. These are my favorite foods. The following is the list of my favorite foods. Oh, yesterday was a lot of traffic. Oh, and last night was 28. Make sure you don't forget to count Sfira. So these are my favorite foods. Poppers, Kugel, Franks and Blanks. Very, very awkward. Very, out of nowhere. Now you could say, okay, it's Shabbos is a Moed. No, Shabbos is not a Moed. Shabbos is something else. It's not a Yom Tov. It's a Yom Tov. It's a great day. It's wonderful. But it's not one of the Moadim. So what does it mean? Eile Moadai. And the Torah acknowledges that because it reintroduces that statement. Eile Moadai Hashem. It says, these are my Moadim. 6 days you work, the seventh day you rest. Okay, now for real this time. Now these are my Moadim. So whenever you have a question, first stop you have to make is at our Rebbe Rashi's house. So take a look at Rashi. And Rashi says right here, Ma inyan Shabbos Eitzel Moados. Ah. Rosh Hashanah. We all figured out Rashi's question. What is the relevance of Shabbos to the Moados? What does Shabbos have to do with Yom Tov? Now we might say, oh, you know, they kind of have a lot in common, but not in the way it's presented. You're telling me these are the Yom Tovim, and then all of a sudden you get to Shabbos. Then okay, for now Yom Tov for real this time. I promise. So what is it? To teach you that anybody who is mechalel the moados, if you violate and desecrate Yom Tov, it's as if you were mechalel Shabbos. If you violate Yom Tov, it's as if you violate the Shabbosos, all of Shabboses, every Shabbos. And hamakayimus amoados, ma'alav kilu kayimus chol Shabbosos. And if you fulfill the Yom Tov, it's like you fulfilled all the Shabbosos. Okay, so that's what Rashi said. Rashi addressed the question. He says, you're right, Shabbos doesn't belong there, but it's coming to teach you an important lesson. That Shabbos, that if you violate Yom Tov, it's like you violated Shabbos, or all the Shabbosos. And if you fulfill Shabbos, fulfill Yom Tov, it's like you fulfilled all the Shabbosos. Okay, very nice. That's what Rashi says. Is that true? If you're mechalel Shabbos, is like mechalel Yom Tov? What happens if you violate Shabbos? With the witnesses and the warning and the whole shebang, what's the punishment? Death penalty, skila, right? What happens if you violate Yom Tov? Malchus, not as severe. Not as severe. So they're not. It's not true, literally, that you're mechalel Yom Tov, you're mechalel Shabbos. But okay, maybe you want to say Rashi is telling us that they're similar. Shabbos and Yom Tov are similar. Maybe that's what Rashi's trying to get at. He's quoting Chazal. But maybe they're similar. Shabbos and Yom Tov are similar. But we kind of already knew that. You don't need to make the text of the Torah so awkward just to tell us Shabbos and Yom Tov are kind of similar. We know they're kind of similar. We know that there's malacha you can't be done. On Yom Tov you could do some types of malacha. But what's it trying to get at? So I want to suggest to you, I want to bring down the approach of none other than the Vilna Gaon. The Gra says something very fascinating. The Gra just was unbelievable. He had such a creative, insightful, counterintuitive way of reading the Torah. If I could just have the Gra's eyes and brain for like a half hour and read a few psukim the way he did, I don't know. I give a lot of poppers for that. All right, that's for that madrigal to see how it says. So let's see what the Gra says. Let's see how the Gra understands these psukim, and it'll be mind blowing. You'll take a look in the psukim afterwards, and hopefully you'll agree. So the Vilna Gaon says just a little bit of a backtrack. He says, how many Yom Tovim are there that are midrash? Meaning, how many days of Yom Tov are there from the Torah? So let's do the count. Let's start with Pesach. How many days of Yom Tov, biblically speaking, are there of Pesach? Oh yeah, Isser Malacha. Yeah, not Chol Moed. Isser Malacha. Yeah, two. One at the beginning, and the Shvi, which is Atzeres. It's called that we know about Shmini Atzeres. Shvi Atzeres. Also, the Torah calls the seventh day of Pesach Atzeres. It's an Atzeres. So we have two. Okay, that's Pesach. Shavuos. One. So we're at three. And Sukkos. Well, yeah, two or one. Let's combine Shmi Atzeres and Sukkos. So now we have two, right? So now we're at five in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is actually one. This, even though in Eretz Yisrael they keep it a second day, but that is also of rabbinic origin. So we're at six, and then Yom Kippur would be one day. Though Yom Kippur is qualitatively different than the other Yom Tovim in regards to its Isser Malacha. So says the Vilna Gaon. This is how you should read these psukim. Listen to this. It says, Moadei Hashem, Shertuk Mamei Kray Kodesh, Elahem Moadei. These are my Moadim. Sheshes Yamim Teaseh Melacha. For 6 days of these Moadim that I'm going to tell you about, for six of them, Teaseh Melacha. You're allowed to do Melacha. Not all of Melacha. But on the 6 days of Yom Tov, you're allowed to do some forms of Melacha. Right? We know on Yom Tov, what are you allowed to do? What type of malacha? Cooking, things that are what the Torah calls ochel nefesh, things that are cooking and cooking related, select malachos are permitted on Yom Tov. So there are 6 days of Yom Tov where you're allowed to do malacha. Uvayom hashvi, but on the seventh Yom Tov, the seventh day of Yom Tov, which you said is Yom Kippur, Shabbos Shabbos Son. It's an ultimate Shabbos. Where else do we have the term Shabbos Shabbason? Later on in the parsha, when it talks about Yom Kippur, it calls it Shabbos Shabbason. That's a term that's used for Yom Kippur. So Shabbos Shabbason, Mikra Kodesh, Kol Malacha Lo Sa'asu. You can't do any malacha, not even separating and not even cooking. Nothing. Kol Malacha Lo Sa'asu. That's Yom Kippur. Shabbos Yil Hashem Mechol Moshusechem. That's Yom Kippur. The way the Vilna Gaon says, I don't understand your question. We started speaking about Yom Tovim. We spoke about Yom Tovim, and we continue to speak about Yom Tovim. Vilna Gaon says, I didn't hear anything about Shabbos there. A brilliant way to read the Pesuk, and when you see it, you're like, wow. It says that the whole thing is talking about Yom Tov. The whole thing is talking about Yom Tov there. It's just an introduction, an overall summary of these are how many Yom Tovim there are. And there's a qualitative difference in the Isser Malacha for 6 and 1. And now let me tell you them one by one. So then there's Pesach, and then there's Sfira and Shavuos, etc. So it's such a creative, insightful Vilna Gaon. What a brilliant way to read these Pesukim. But you wonder, like, but what do we do with that? Like, you can't ignore the fact that it looks an awful lot like it's talking about Shabbos, right? Hashem knew that when he's writing the Torah. He, is it just to get them? It's like, why was the parsha written in such a way that all the Yom Tovim look like they are Shabbos? Is it just to give somebody to speak about on a Thursday night at a Mishnah program? Like, it's cool, it's great, it's beautiful. What do we do with that? What's the Torah trying to tell us through that? So what I would like to suggest to you is that all the Yom Tovim are framed in the context of what looks like a Shabbos, because all the Yom Tovim together, in totality, build up to a Shabbos. They are supposed to highlight aspects of Shabbos. What's holier, Shabbos or Yom Tov? Shabbos. Now, usually we don't feel that way. We feel like, you know, Yom Tov comes once a year, so we're like, it's very exciting, right? This is the one time I get to use this, I get to do that. Yom Tov is very exciting because it's once a year, and Shabbos we're used to because it comes every week. But you guys are right, Shabbos is holier than every Yom Tov. Shavuos, Pesach, even Rosh Hashanah, yes. Yom Kippur, it's debatable. That seems to be, a machlokas, Tanaim of is Shabbos or Yom Kippur holier, but Yom Kippur anyway is separate. Shabbos is holier than Yom Tov. Shabbos is like an explosion of Kedusha and so many different themes in Avodas Hashem that are thrown into one day. And even though we have it every week, it's again, this like explosion that can overwhelm us, and it's so hard to appreciate every aspect of Shabbos. So what I believe Hashem gave us to help us out, to assist us, is Yom Tovim. And I believe that each Yom Tov highlights a different aspect of Shabbos that, if dealt with properly and you focus on that Yom Tov, it'll be able to enhance that aspect of every Shabbos for the rest of the year. So I'll give you a couple of quick examples. So we say in Kiddush Friday night, we call Shabbos Zikaron Le Maaseh Bereishis. We also call it a Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Shabbos it recalls how Hashem created the world originally. It also recalls when we were taken out of Mitzrayim. So do we have a holiday, a Yom Tov, one of the Moadim, that helps us remember when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim? Such a holiday recently? I don't know. It's Pesach Sheni tonight. I'm trying to think of, right? Obviously, it's Pesach. Is there a holiday that we have on our calendar that recalls Hashem creating the world and everything that entails and the judgment that would then follow because he's creating the world, recreating the world, and deciding what to put in his world for the coming year? Is there such a holiday? What is that? Shana. And I believe every Yom Tov really has this an aspect of resetting and restarting and tshuva, that of Yom Kippur is on Shabbos and the Hashkacha we learn, Hashem protecting us and Hashem providing our parnasa and all that of Sukkos. I believe all of these Yom Tovim together build up a Shabbos and make a Shabbos what it is. And perhaps we can even suggest, accept this interpretation, that that's what Rashi was getting at. That if you keep all the Yom Tovim, then you keep Shabbos. In fact, the Lashon was very funny, right? It says, if you keep the Moados, so what happens? Then it's as if, I consider it, if you're Mechal the Moados, Malan Olav Ki'ilu Chal Es HaShabbosos. The Shabbosos. Why the Shabbosos? You should say Shabbos. If you violate the Yom Tovim, it's like you violated Shabbos. Why say Shabbosos? But it could be, because if you violate Pesach, like if you miss Pesach, then for all of the Shabbosos of the year, whenever you say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush, you're going to be missing something. If you didn't do Pesach right, you're going to be missing something. You're going to say, I zecher liyetzias Mitzrayim, but I don't remember it because I didn't re-experience that on Pesach night. So if you're mechalel the Yom Tov, if you miss the point of Yom Tov, you miss the point of that aspect of Shabbos for the year. And if you mekayim, if you internalize Pesach, you internalize Sukkot, you internalize Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shavuot, Shmini Atzeret, if you internalize this, then you're able to be mekayim the Shabbos of the year. Your Shabbos, every aspect of Shabbos, so that when you're sitting there kiddush and you're sitting there resetting and thinking and contemplating and you're eating your food, every single aspect of Shabbos, by the whole entire cycle of Yom Tovim, you've charged your Shabbos. So just while we have a couple more minutes, we can just to focus on one of those pieces as we are on the road to Shavuos. So what is the Shavuos piece, right? Where is Shavuos and Shabbos? You can't spell Shavuos without Shabbos. But where else is it there? So the way we celebrate, observe, and live Shavuos, especially nowadays, it's a celebration of Matan Torah, of our connection to the Torah. The way we specifically observe is spend a lot of time learning. Normally, Yom Tov, you think it's the time for relaxing and for simcha and that. But Shavuos night, we do our best to learn as much as we can. So many people learning all night long as much as we're able to. It's a time to focus on our connection to Torah, learning Torah, enhancing our Torah. So we have that's clearly what we do on Shavuos. So what does that have to do with Shabbos? So the answer is that Shabbos is also for that. Maybe not all night, Friday night, but Shabbos is also for that connection to Torah. There are many midrashim that speak to this concept. Just one, for example, is that there's one where the Torah, the midrash portrays the Torah as crying before Hashem and says, Hashem, what am I supposed to do? Jewish people are supposed to learn me, but whenever I call, they're always busy and they're too busy for me. And they're planting and harvesting, and then they're gathering things in and they're grinding and they're baking. They're so involved in so many other things, they don't have time to focus on me. And then they're, you know, going to parent teacher conferences, and they're doing this and carpools, and they don't have any time for me. And then Sudoku puzzles, there's no time to focus on me. And Hashem says, don't worry, Torah. I have the perfect thing for you, the perfect antidote. It is called Shabbos. Shabbos is the time that Jewish people will be able to dedicate some time and focus on you and learn you. So don't you worry. Shabbos is for that. That, I believe, is the Shavuos aspect of Shabbos. Every Shabbos morning, in Shacharis, in Shmoneh Esrei, the first and only Shabbos bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko. Moshe rejoices in his portion. And what is it? It's talking about, read the paragraph, read that first, the opening paragraph. It's talking about standing at Matan Torah, receiving the Luchos. In fact, the Gemara says that Shabbos, the Torah was given on Shabbos. Right? It was given on Shabbos. There's a debate in the Gemara whether the Torah was given on the 6th or 7th of Sivan, we're not sure. We observe both the Chumrah because now we have 2 days of Shavuos, right? But 6th or 7th, but every opinion says, but it was for sure given on Shabbos. Shabbos was Matan Torah was on Shabbos. It didn't just work out that way. It's intentional because Shabbos, every Shabbos is Matan Torah. And Shavuos is the time where we experience and relive that aspect of Shabbos. So that every single Shabbos moving forward, when we read that paragraph at the beginning of our Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, we remember Matan Torah, and that we dedicate time to learning Shabbos. You know, Shabbos is a great time for so many different things, and for being with family and just eating good and cheating on your diet, or first starting the diet and then cheating on the diet. And there's so many beautiful aspects of Shabbos. And you know, some people like a good Shabbos shluff. You know, after the meal, you go to sleep earlier this night. You go to take a nap. Some people prefer sleeping in Shabbos morning, sleep a little bit later than usual. Some people like the Shabbos afternoon nap, especially these days. Oh, what a machaya, you know, long Shabbos afternoon time for. So there's so many opportunities, but I would recommend not using all of them for that. I would recommend not using all three of the nap slots for naps. You know, to take one of them, whichever works, whenever your brain functions the best, whatever it works. But take some of that time to focus on the Shavuos aspect of Shabbos, the Torah time. Now, Baruch Hashem, this is a chevra that's here for learning not just on Shabbos, you know, Thursday nights, and many throughout the week, different nights. So it's beautiful that you're able to do that. And to bring that into Shabbos just takes it to the next level. That you have some time on Shabbos, and whatever it is, again, there's no agenda. Whatever you like learning, Mishnayos, Parsha, Halacha, Gemara, whatever works for you. There's no set time per se, but for you to take some of your time on Shabbos, some of your time that you're not currently using for learning, using it for learning. And maybe Shavuos is the time to think about that. And Shavuos night, and you have a whole night to think about looking through different svarim and what limud could I start? What new thing? What parak of Gemara or Masechta of Mishnayos or Chazara from what you did during the week or on a Thursday night? To take one of those things, look through the Parsha, look through a parish you never saw before, look through the Parsha if you never did Shnai Mikra before. But something that you can learn on Shavuos and take with you for every Shabbos of the year until the next Shavuos. And I guarantee if you do that, if you take something new during this time, during Sfira, during Shavuos, a piece of Torah that you're going to work on, even just a little bit every single Shabbos, I guarantee you that you'll enhance your connection to the Torah, you'll enhance your connection to Hashem, most importantly, you'll enhance your connection to Shabbos, to all the Yom Tov, and we should be zocha to have a beautiful Shabbos with some Torah learning and an uplifting rest of Sfira and Shavuos.